Okay, we're learning Mishnayos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. For Rishona, I gave a whole speech about studying history, so you know when all these eras were, because it's a fascinating subject. For Rishona, at first, how you must see in Masuah, they would inform people. So Rish Chodesh is either day 30 or day 31 from the last Rish Chodesh. Those are your two choices. So Barishona at first, how you must see in Masuos, they would have torches on the mountains. And the Gemara says the torch, and that would inform, and they had a whole system, a relay system, till everybody knew. So what did they know? So the Gemara's Maskana is that they were Masi and Masuos, as it's called, the night after day 30. The night after day 30. And it was to inform everybody that the past day, day 30, was Rish Chodesh. So they were Masi and Masuos when the previous Chodesh was Chaser. That's what it's called, because that means the previous Chodesh only had 29 days. When Rish Chodesh came out to what we call Tizmano, because today is really like, your average month is really 29 and a half days. So it's almost as if, every Rish Chodesh, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, I don't know. We're learning Mishnah. You want to know what Daf it's on? So they would bring the Masuos the night after day 30, and the Gemara has a whole question why they did it that way. It's all a very cute Gemara, why or else this or else that. So it was the night after day 30 to tell you that the previous day was Rish Chodesh. If the Chodesh was 31 days, I'm sorry, if the Chodesh was 30 days, and the Chodesh was on day 31, then there was no Masuos, and that's all. Yeah. And why exactly they did it that way is we're not going into why. Bishakilklu Akusim, when the Kusim once succeeded in messing up, in other words, once the Bezdim was Ma'aber the Chodesh, and so there were no Masuos, and the Kusim made Masuos and made everybody think that it was the Chodesh Chaser, and some say they did it, and that way Shavuos came out Sunday, some say it happened on Rosh Hashanah. Al Kaponim, they were Makalkel, they messed it up. Hiskinu, so they were Masake, no more Masuos, but Shishluch and Yotzin. And as we learned in the previous perek, that the Bezdin sent Shluchim, and as the Mishnah in the previous perek said, now they only send Shluchim 6 months of the year, and this way, okay, so they sent Shluchim. Yeah, it's a Kusim, Minim, Stukim, by Susim. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm being a little flippant. Again, there's been many studies you can read in these forums that I said yesterday. You can read like pages and pages and pages. But it's very hard to know because of censorship. It's hard to know when it says Minim, and sometimes it says Shomronim, sometimes it says Stukim. It's hard to know. Sometimes it means the early Christians. Here not, because this is way before the early Christians. Not really. Because they were still Makadosh al Piyariya by Churban Bayis, after Churban Bayis. I don't know. I really don't know. You have to read these forums, go through the dates and when everything was. It's a lot of speculation. Okay, let's learn Mishnah Gimel. Keitzano Yomasi and Masuos. The Mishnah now describes how it was. The Din Chunso Shel Erez, very tall poles, Aruchen, Chunso Shel Erez, Aruchen, very tall poles, Vekonim, and reeds that they burn bright, Vasei Shemen, Unore Shel Pishton, it also makes a big flame, Vekorech, Vemeshicha, they tie it all together on top of the pole with a string, Vaola LaRosh Ha'or, Umatzus Behenna Sa'ur, the fire, Umolech Umedi Umal Umorin, they have their ways of doing it. Achu Roef Chadeiro, she also came Barosh Ahar Hasheni, came Barosh Ahar Hashlishi, Mishnah Dalet, Amen Ayin, Oyem Asi, and Masuos, Meharamishcha, which is Harazesim, Misartabol, Misartabol, the Grufinium, the Grufinium, the Chavin, the Chavin, the Beizilton, the Beizilton, the Zozum, Misham, Elamolach, who made the Umalu Morin, Acha Yeroya, Kolagoyla, Lefonov, that's Pupadisa, the Gemara says, which was on the Gemul of Bavel. So Acha Yeroya, Kolagoyla, Lefonov, Kibadura, Saesh, meaning, because then in Pupadisa, everybody would go to their roof, and they would tell all the Bnei Bavel, would find out about the Kviyas of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. If you go on tours, they sometimes point out the mountains and they speculate which mountains they were. Mishnah Hey, Chotzer Gedoy Lohisa B'Yushalayim U'Beis Yazek Hoysa Nikres. When you go in the old city, they speculate where it was also. Okay. Beis Yazek, it was a Chotzer, which, you know, with a choma around it, like a little choma of stone. U'Lashom Kol Eidim Miskansim, all the Eidim that came. Right, they had to be, they had to say Eidus by the Bezdin HaGadol. The Bezdin HaGadol are the ones that are Kaveh Kiddush HaChodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is. So the Eidim would come, and they would gather together in this Chotzer. Always. I mean, the Mishnah happens to be talking about Shabbos, because we'll see about Tchumen, but whenever they came, I think they would gather together here, because they would be called in one by one to be tested. U'Bezdin Boitken also Shom. And soon the Mishnah is going to say Ketzad Botkin also. So Bezdin would come there, and then they would, like, people would get a number, you know, as they come in, they would take a number, they would wait their turn. Usudas Gedolos, Osim Mohem, they gave them Chinese food, Bishvil Shirigilam Lavo, so that it's Mishmak to come there, you get a good free meal. I guess it was free, Mashmak. And